Hi, this is Donna Brennan. I'm here talking with Jim Watkins, asking him some questions about what he will be presenting at the Writing to Impact Lives conference. Jim, the two talks you're going to be having, one is about the story of Joseph.
Uh-huh.
And it's talking about dreams. And we all know about Joseph's dreams that he had that he told his brothers about.
Right.
And who gave Joseph his dream?
Well, I'm sure it was God. And I believe that God gives each of us a dream. There is a refining process and a readjusting process we go through. So we'll be talking about that, how to take your dream and allow God to work with it and to fulfill it in the way that God wants to. So I'm looking forward to being there.
So are you going to be sharing with people some of the ways that God refines your dreams?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's hopefully humorous, but also very practical as well.
Yeah, now sometimes it can take a long time to see our dream come to fruition. Are you going to give us, I'm assuming, encouragement and suggestions for how to...
Sure, yeah. It took him about 17 years from when he received the dream to if he thought it was fulfilled. But we're also going to share that the brothers and father and mother bowing down to Joseph was just a minor subplot to the ultimate dream that God has for us. So I won't tell you what the ultimate dream is. I'll encourage your hearers to come and hear that. But God's dreams are so much bigger than ours. And so I'm going to encourage you to hang in there, keep believing that dream, and then expect God to do something immeasurably more than we can think or imagine with that dream.
Okay, sounds like it'd be very interesting.
I hope so.
Yeah, I always enjoy your talks.
Well, thank you.
Very entertaining and enlightening.
Well, great,
now,
thank you.
You're welcome. Many of us, our dreams are writing a book, or at least a portion of our dream. So your second talk is going to be something about that, using the book of Ecclesiastes. Want to talk about that briefly?
Sure. It's interesting that Solomon wrote almost 3,000 proverbs, and not all of them got published. And so we're going to take a look at how God develops our writing career, how we can listen to what he's telling us about our writing careers, and hopefully it'll be helpful to get some, again, very, very practical ways in which we can be submissive so God can fulfill his dreams and desires in us the way that will please him.
Sounds like the two talks dovetail together quite nicely.
Yes, yes, I hope so.
Well, I've seen pictures on the web of the place where the conference is going to be, and it looks beautiful.
Oh, great. Very good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be a great time. Well, thank you very much for your time. And
I'm pleased to help, Donna, and I hope all my friends that follow me on Facebook and at jameswatkins.com will be there. Sounds like a great conference.
Great. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Donna.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.